Audio Renaissance presents The Brass Wall by David Kojanowski. Read for you by Greg Salata.
They've got me doing hand-to-hands, said Myron Dobbs, cocaine dealer, drug addict, bartender to the mob, as if he were speaking any old words in the English language. I'm gonna get indicted. They got me in the bathroom doing hand-to-hands, Dobbs said. Just like that. His voice so cool, so nonchalant, that had he been chatting up anyone other than Detective Vincent Armonte, New York City undercover detective number 4126, there would have been no reason to expect gunfire. But Armonte wasn't himself at the moment. He was posing as Vinny Blue Eyes, a Brooklyn street thug who had come to the Throgs Neck neighborhood of the Bronx 3 months earlier, looking to do business with associates of the Bonanno and Lucchese crime families. And the words Dobbs had just spoken, standing behind the bar at Sebastian's Pub on Tremont Avenue, were far more than just the workaday grumbling of some struggling coke dealer relegated to tiny deals with trifling profits. They were the exact words, the same hackneyed police jargon, doing hand-to-hand cocaine sales, that Armonte himself always used. The same words he had written on a confidential police report 3 weeks earlier. To hear them repeated here, from the lips of Myron Dobbs, was startling. As if Dobbs had told him, "You're going to be murdered, brutally, this very minute." During his 3 months undercover, Detective Armonte had been investigating the homicide of Lieutenant Thomas Williams, a decorated New York City firefighter who had died battling an arson blaze. During this strange tour of duty, Armonte had spent his nights sipping espresso with Sambuca.